word and prayer, of course, that is our vertical relationship with God. And so today, we've already focused on Christ the center. So today, we are really going to talk more about being in the scriptures. And of course, last week, we just talked and practiced a practical way of a daily devotional that we can pass on to others. And today, we're going to further elaborate on ways to study and read and listen to the word. So let me get that one off. Okay. Let's see. I want to stop that share. And I'm hoping to put another one up. Okay. Let's see. Okay. This is the next illustration. And Silas, I'm pretty sure we've talked about this. I think all of these illustrations that I'm showing on the screen, you have in paper copies in Nepali.
Yes. So
you ladies have.
I will, you know, Salom has last time translated, and the document that you sent me yesterday, I sent to Salom. So I'll ask him to print all of them and make one package and give it each one of them as a paper. Yes.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I actually tried, and I've on Google Translate, I found a way to transfer these from English to Nepali, but then when I tried to get them on my desktop, I couldn't do it.
So actually, Google Translation doesn't really translate correctly. You know,
I wondered about
different
that
with Nepali language, because the other language it works, but the Nepali they mess up. So
okay,
I use Google. I have to redo everything. You know, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, well, interesting to know. That's good to know. Okay.
Yeah, with the Nepali, it doesn't really work, especially the Christian.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, because the past, present, past participle, all this kind of thing, it doesn't really put right. It's a very different way the sentence made in Nepali.
Okay. Well, this again is another illustration that just gives you the framework. And of course, this is a way to study and get into and understand and interact with the Word of God. So it's an easy to remember tool highlighting five methods of learning from the Bible. And the first one is your what we call the pinky finger, and that's hearing the word. Could somebody read Romans 10:17?
जे सुनिएको छ त्यसैबाट विश्वास आउँछ र जे सुनिन्छ त्यो क्रिस्टको प्रचारबाट आउँछ.
Thank you. So when we hear the word, that's normally from some type of teaching, pastors, teachers, and they teach from the word to provide fresh insight from the scriptures. So the weakest finger represents hearing, because apparently, statistically, we only remember 5% of what we hear. Now, that's not to in any way minimize the hearing and preaching and teaching. That's very important. But it's only, you know, it's one way to just hear. And then the second finger, the ring finger, as we call it, is reading the word. And of course, I think that's primarily, besides worshiping and praying, that's primarily what we do in our daily devotion. We're reading the word. So could somebody read Revelation 1:3?
त्यो धन्य हो जसले अगमबानीका यी वचनहरू उच्च स्वरले पाठ गर्दछ र धन्य हुन् तिनीहरू जसले सुन्दछन् र त्यहाँ लेखिएका कुरा पालन गर्दछन् किनकि समय नजिक छ।
Thank you. And of course, when as we read, it gives us an overview of the Bible. And as I said, that's normally how we what we do in our daily quiet times. And in this case, we generally retain or remember about 15% of what we read. So of course, reading is going to reinforce what we hear. And then the largest finger is studying the word. Could somebody read Acts 17:11? Acts 17:11.
1711 यहाँका युदीहरू थेस्लोनिकहरूका भन्दा बढी भेला थिए किनभने उनीहरूले पूरा उत्सुकता साथ वचन ग्रहण गरे र ती कुराहरू ठिकै त्यस्तै हुन् कि होइनन् भनी दिनौ धर्मशास्त्र छानबिन गर्थे।
Okay, so as we study the scriptures, again, this is a little deeper. It engages more of our minds and it deepens our convictions. Now, studying requires a greater amount of time and effort, but the results are an increased knowledge of the Bible. And statistically, most people retain about 35% of what they study. Okay, and then finally, on the first finger is memorizing the word. And I know I've asked you to memorize a couple weeks ago one of the verses, Matthew 28, 19, and 20. So, what's the verse that tells us about memorizing? This is Psalm 119, 9 through 11. Could someone read that?
आफ्नो चाल चलन कसरी चोखो राख्न सक्छ तपाईँको वचन अनुसारको जीवन बिताएर नै हो। म आफ्नो सम्पूर्ण हृदयले तपाईँलाई खोज्छु, तपाईँका आज्ञाहरूबाट मलाई बहकेर छान नदिनुहोस्। तपाईँको विरुद्धमा पाप नगरौँ भनेर तपाईँको वचन मैले मेरो हृदयमा सुरक्षित राखेको छु।
Thank you. So, memorizing God's words enables us to use the scripture, which is also called the sword of the Spirit from Ephesians 6:17. And we can use what we memorize to overcome temptations and to have verses readily available for ministering to others, for calming our anxious thoughts, for remembering the promises of God. And if they are in our minds and in our hearts through memorization, often the Holy Spirit will bring them to mind when in a situation where we need them. And we remember 100% of what we memorize if we consistently review it. And I have found that as I have gotten older, verses that I've memorized, I have to review more often. But and again, I have an app on my phone, an app on my phone where the verses that I have memorized, they'll bring them up and I can type them in to review them. So both memorizing the word and then reviewing, looking again and remembering what we have memorized is a very, very helpful way to keep God's word in our hearts and our minds. And then finally, for your thumb, the last one is meditation. And that comes from Psalm 1, 2 through 3. Psalm 1, 2 through 3. Could someone read that, please?
तर परम प्रभुको व्यवस्थामा नै त्यो खुसी रहन्छ र त्यसले रात दिन उहाँकै व्यवस्थामा मनन गर्छ। त्यो खोलाको किनारमा रोपेको बोट जस्तै हुन्छ, जसले आफ्नो ऋतुमा फल दिन्छ अनि जसले पा जसको पात कहिले ओइलाउँदैन, त्यसले जे पनि गर्छ त्यसमा त्यो सफल हुन्छ।
Thank you. I think along with meditation, this is chewing on, thinking about. Some people have said worry is a negative form of meditation. You know, sometimes if you're anxious and are worried about something, you can't get it off your mind. You think about it, you think about maybe how to solve a problem or what you're going to do. Well, that's a negative form of meditating. But a positive form is a promise of God or a verse that comforts you or motivates you. And you think about meditating as, how do I apply that to my life? How does this verse work in my situation, in my circumstance? That's part of meditating. And the beautiful thing of this hand illustration is the idea that when we hold our Bible with our hand, the thumb and the fingers, if we're doing all these things, the way we interact with God's word, we have a firm grip on the word of God. That's just kind of a metaphor for that. So, and again, this is just a tool for yourself as you think about how you approach the word of God. And again, for if you're helping a young believer. And remember, when we come alongside a young believer, we don't have to be the expert. We just walk with them in our journey with Jesus and teach them things that we've learned. Sometimes I think we complicate discipleship too much and think we have to have all knowledge to come alongside somebody. And no, we just follow Jesus and invite them to follow him with us and just share things that we have learned, practical things that help our walk with God. So in the study, I know that you hear the word of God through church. Do any of you listen to podcasts or other sermons? That's kind of a popular thing in America. People listen to a lot of podcasts, somebody, you know, sharing about the word, but you have to be discerning. Some of the things they share aren't that good and others are. But there's many ways to hear the word of God. And sometimes on our Bible applications on our phone, you can even listen to a scripture. So that's different ways of hearing the word. And I know you have that. And I know you read the word through church and through study and through your daily devotions. So what I want to concentrate on next is, again, another way to study the word of God. Do you have Bible studies available to you in Nepali?
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Can you give me some examples of different Bible study techniques or things that you've used?
Like we do through our pastors. Yeah.
So
he
like
invites he invites many preach some other like preacher. Through them also we learn. And from like some Nepali sermon.com, we learn from there. We grow. I learned from that too.
Wonderful. Are those more in small groups or the whole church?
Small group. Yeah.
And do you typically study books of the Bible or maybe topics?
Books of the Bible.
Topics, book, we do both.
You do both?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, good to know. Good to know. Okay, well, give me a minute and I'll get up this next illustration that I want to show you. Okay. Let's see. Uh-oh. This one I want to go away.
अच्छा, अर्को तिन चारजना आउनु भएन, उहाँहरू बिर्सियो कि के भयो? सबैलाई सम्झाउने
मेसेज पनि पठायो, भेटेर पनि भनेको थियो.
ए हो?
हजुर
आई वाज जस्ट सेइङ वी आर मिसिङ 3-4 पिपल, सो इफ दे वर रिमाइन्डेड ओर नट, दे फॉरगॉट ओर वट एभर, बट एनीवे आई वाज जस्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट.
That's fine. All right. So today I want to show one of the many ways you can study the Bible on your own or with someone else. I mean, together with someone else. And this is just 7 steps as a way to study the Bible. Again, there's many ways. This is one. After we go through it, I am going to assign you to practice it on your own in the next couple weeks while I'm gone. We'll talk about that a little more later. And you can adapt this as well. It doesn't have to be done perfectly the way it's described here, but it's a tool to approach the Bible. So the first is what they call background. Many Bibles, I don't know if this would be true in your Nepali Bible. It could very well be. In English Bibles, many times when you turn to a book of the Bible, they'll have an introduction page and they'll tell you who the author is, a little bit about the background, who wrote it, when they wrote it. Do you have a similar thing in your Nepali Bibles?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Well, so, okay, right, good, got it. Well, this would be where you would look for your background. You do a basic background study on the book. These are some of the questions that you could ask. Who is the author? Why was it written? What was its purpose? You might be able to learn some of the historical background, dates, key people, things like that. And some Bibles have these summaries at the beginning of each book that will provide some of this information. You could also look for this information on a Bible, in a Bible dictionary, or online commentaries can also be helpful. Is that word familiar to me, commentaries? Yeah. Okay. So that's the first thing you look for when you're going to study the Bible. Background information. The next is what they call a personal paraphrase. And this one I would adapt a little bit. It says, starting with the first chapter of any book of the Bible, you write out either a verse or maybe a phrase, a section of verses, and you put it in your own words. That helps you look more at the details and helps you understand each verse or group of verses in wording that would make more sense to you. This takes a little bit of time and thought, but you take a portion of that chapter and you write it in your own words. And they gave you an example here. They were using 1 Timothy 1:1. The original verse says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ Jesus by the command of God our Savior and Christ Jesus our hope. And then they gave you an example of someone with a personal paraphrase. It said, Paul was a proclaimer of Jesus Christ, obeying the instructions of God, who is the one who saves us, and of Jesus Christ, who is our hope. Again, they just reworded it in their own words. Okay. Then the next, number three, is you start with the chapter that you're reading. You start asking questions and looking for answers. So you can write down some questions you have about the passage, or maybe unfamiliar or confusing terms that you come across. This could be anything. And so they gave you an example. What does the word apostle mean? What does it mean to be one? And then the answer is the Greek word apostolos comes from the verb apostello, which means to send forth. So to be an apostle means to be someone who is sent forth, in this case by Christ, to spread his message. And again, you would probably look at Bible dictionaries or commentaries. I've often found, again, in American culture, I can ask a biblical question on my phone, on my browser, and it'll take me to references for it. And again, I don't know, would you have access to something like that on your phones?
Yep.
Wonderful. Good. Yeah. And you can always ask another person, a trusted person who's wise in the Bible. You can ask a parent, your pastor or teacher, if there's something in that chapter that's hard to understand. So lots of resources. Okay, so that's the first page. These are the first three steps. You look at the background. You restate it in your own words. And you, any questions? And no question is an inappropriate question. We always say when we discuss Bible together, you never have to be afraid or embarrassed to ask a question. Every question is a good question because it helps you understand it better. Okay, give me a minute and I'll go on then to the second page. I'm trying to see if I can do this. All right. Okay. How to study the Bible. Now we are at question four.
We didn't see here.
You're not seeing it?
Yeah, you have to go back again. So to go to the second page, you just click the second, the slide, you know, the second slide. That's how you do. But now you have to share again.
Okay.
Start from the sharing.
Yeah, that takes me a little minute. All right. Let's get rid of this one. Open this up. Share. Okay, is it on? There we go. Hopefully it's on there now.
That's good now. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Now we're at, of the seven steps, we're at the fourth step. And this has to do with cross-references. So you can make a note of any similar or related passage that comes to mind when you're reading, paraphrasing, and asking questions about the passage. You can look for cross-references in a concordance or other study guides, or if you have footnotes to your Bible, or some Bibles will have a number after a verse and tell you where it is in other places in the Bible. So do you understand what cross-references are? Other verses or passages that help explain it, right? Okay. Then, number five is insights. Now, when you think about the hand illustration that I gave you earlier, this might be where meditation would come in. If an observation occurs to you that relates to any part of the passage or its background, be sure to write it down. So this is when you're thinking about it, you're interacting with God's word, the Holy Spirit is giving you insight, you're mulling it over, you're thinking about it. This would be where you would write down your insights, your realizations as you read the passage. Maybe a thought you hadn't thought about before, or something comes together, or maybe a verse stands out to you. And they gave an example down here. They were reading in the scriptures, and the insight they got was Paul was commanded by God to be an apostle. It wasn't something he decided to do on his own. That's an example of an insight from reading the scriptures. And after you think through and observe and have realizations on your own, you can certainly consult a Bible commentary for additional insight. Seeking out other believers' insights about a passage can provide you with a broader, more solid understanding of the passage that you might be able to come to on your own. But it is probably a good idea not to go to commentaries first, because then you're taking another's idea and you're not really working at thinking through and thinking about it yourself, meditating on it yourself. And then the sixth step is the personal application. And this is where, okay, this verse or this chapter that I'm reading has truth in it. How does that truth apply to me? How can I use this truth in my situation or my world? Is there something I need to change my mind about? Is there something I need to confess to the Lord or another person? Is there something I need to put into practice that I haven't done, or I need to practice it again? These are the types of things. It's renewing our mind and transforming our thinking. So after I read this chapter, how does that apply to me? How can it transform my life? Okay. So cross-referencing is the fourth step. Meditating and gaining insight and thinking through what you've just read. And then the sixth step is the personal application. What does this passage mean to me? How can God use it in my life? Okay, and then we have one more step, and bear with me while I get this on the screen.
What you can do is you can, as you were sharing the slide, you can just go click the next slide. But anyway, you have to do it again.
Yeah, right. Okay. And then I have to make this.
First share. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, this should be. Uh-oh, did I take the right?
Same. Oh, no.
Nope, that's the same one, isn't it?
Yeah, but in my your slide is seen in my screen. There is different page. Just click the one that you want to share, the last one. Yeah, you're going to the last one. That one, the last one you want to share, you click. Yeah.
Is it up there?
It worked.
Okay, wonderful. This is the seventh step. It's the title and summary. So, after completing a verse by verse analysis of the chapter, or maybe phrase by phrase, you can give it a title and identify a key verse or verses. This helps solidify the message of the chapter in your mind. You can write a summary paragraph outlining, they say, thesis or the main idea of the chapter. And then you can repeat the process for subsequent chapters. When the book is completed, give it a collective title. So the idea is you will give a short title for each chapter. You will summarize it in a paragraph. And then when the whole book is finished, you will give a main title to the entire book, a short title to the entire book. This at the end, it says, sadly, mediocrity is an unhealthy habit of our age. Consider breaking the pattern and setting some high goals for your spiritual growth. So this takes time and work and thought, but it's rich, and the Lord will meet you in it. And again, as we've said before, this isn't just to gain knowledge about the Bible. It's to know our Creator and the author of the Bible in more deep and intimate ways. So to summarize, you do the background that's often found in the title or the front of the book of the Bible you're studying. You paraphrase a chapter or a group of verses in your own words. You ask your own questions and look for answers. You cross-reference verses with another verse in the Bible that is similar to give you more in insight. And then you look for insights. You think deeply about the chapter and what it means, and then the application, what it means to you. And then the title in summary is kind of closing out that chapter. Are there any thoughts or questions about these 7 steps? Do they seem difficult or complicated to you? Me get us up here higher. Okay. So this is the next 2 weeks. I will be traveling way across the United States to the state called Idaho, where my daughter lives and her husband and their 4 sweet, cute little boys that I can hardly wait to give them a kiss. So we will be out there the next 2 weeks. We would meet again on Monday, I believe it's August 5th. So in those two
I think
weeks,
in the meantime, maybe they can, like the force that not here, and whatever they have learned from the beginning till now, they can just discuss and review. That would be actually a good thing. You know what I want these people, what Jill has taught them, all the ladies in the church needs to learn those things that you have learned. Because we want each person to be growing effectively in the Lord, equipped, learning. So that's the reason we started this. It's for your life to grow more spiritually, deeper with the Lord, better understanding. In the meantime, help other people equip means they get understanding. So that's the purpose.
on.
And I usually we do a lot of stuff with the men, but with the ladies, we don't really do in that much discipleship. So that's why we really want it. And I'm grateful Jill has done excellent work. So this Bible study thing is very, very good. I don't know if you bought the whole thing. I have sent the paper to Salom. So he will translate all the subject that we have learned. He will translate and make a package and give it to you. So just like when you drive a scooter, some of you drive a scooter, you had to really learn. Otherwise, you fall down in the road. Just like that, you can learn each step, everything, be like you don't even have to think about, to talk about, like the wheel illustration. And you see, he started from saying reconciliation, and then what was the next word? So you actually give regeneration or no?
Not sure.
The first class you're teaching, I remember the word reconciliation, and then you're saying, oh, the Matthew. Anyway, I remember those things. I have all record here.
Yeah.
So that's what my dream is. I've been just excited about, all these people learn and then start teaching other people. Anyway, Just wanted to say that. Go ahead, I interrupted you.
That's exactly our point and what we hope to do. And women, we do have a great, great influence and calling in God's world. Influence the next generation, influence children, nieces, nephews, influencing women that we work with, neighbors. As we talked about before when Ken and I were visiting, there's many stories of women in the Bible and the great influence they had on their culture and their families and with other women. And all of us, because we are indwelt with the Holy Spirit, have the capacity to come along somebody else and teach them what we've learned. It's a high calling. It's and gives us great purpose. So I do have an assignment for you. It would be the book of Ephesians. There's six chapters in the book of Ephesians. So I'm hoping you will have time to read one chapter a day. That could be your daily devotion, or in addition to your daily devotion, if you have something else you're doing, read one chapter a day for 6 days. That's the first week. Then the second week, go back and study with the seven methods, the 7 steps we gave you. Go back the second week and a chapter a day, do the 7 steps that we practice. So you should be going through the book of Ephesians twice, the first week to read it, the second week to study it, one chapter a day. Does that make sense? Is the assignment clear?
Pardon, please. One second. APC? APC?
Yeah, APC. One to
एपिसी को
six.
पुस्तकमा 6 वटा अध्यायहरू छन्। यो
बुझे, बुझे.
आउने हप्ताको लागि होमवर्क चाहिँ एपिसी 1 अध्याय 1 दिन, दोस्रो दिन 2 अध्याय, तेस्रो दिन 3 अध्याय, त्यसरी 6 वटा अध्याय पढ्ने। क्वाइट टाइमको सट्टा आफ्नो क्वाइट टाइम गर्ने गरेका छ भने त्यो साथ साथै यो पनि गर्नु भनेको।
Okay.
Thank you.
And ladies, I will be asking you when we meet. What was that? Did I hear something? No. Okay.
कल्पना फेरि भन त के भन्नु लाग्थ्यो।
Yeah. हजुर,
ओके,
उहाँले चाहिँ भन्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो कि पहिलो हप्तामा चाहिँ त्यो 1 देखि 6 च्याप्टर चाहिँ फिनिस गर्ने, अनि दोस्रो हप्तामा चाहिँ त्यसैलाई फेरि स्टडी गरेर जुन चाहिँ 7 वटा ऊ छ ब्याकग्राउन्डदेखि लिएर 7 वटा त्यो अनुसार लेख्ने भन्नुहुन्छ।
So 2 weeks you miss, so that's what you're giving homework for 2 weeks, right?
Correct.
So the first week they read each chapter, second week they will study each chapter.
In
Yeah.
Ephesians, in the book of
In
Ephesians.
Ephesians. Okay, Ephesima. And
And I
you
will.
will come back 5th of August.
Yes.
August 5. So next class will be August 5. But I think I will open this class every morning. You can discuss, okay? So for next 2 weeks also you can discuss, ask other also to participate and maybe talk to them about this, that. So make it like much more useful. So it gets more familiar. मेरो
Yes.
इङ्ग्लिस त बुझ्छ होला नि, होइन? जे भए पनि हामीले बोलेको इङ्ग्लिस चाहिँ नेपालले राम्रोसँग बुझ्छ नि। तर यो क्लासमा सबैले बुझ्छ, सबै पढेकै पढेको छ नि।
And I will be asking when I come back some of the insights or titles, or yeah, I want to hear some feedback on how that method worked for you and what you learned in Ephesians. That'll be interesting to hear your
अगस्त
insight.
पाँचमा उहाँ फर्केपछि सबै सोध्नुहुन्छ के सिक्नुभयो मिसेस, विशेष गरी त्यो के भन्छ इन्साइट भनेको चाहिँ मेडिटेसन भन्छ खोइ.
And one last word. This is practice, which means it probably won't be done for perfectly the first time you did it, like Silas was talking about learning to ride a scooter. We're not asking for perfection. We're just asking just practice and learn and play with it a little bit. And yeah, it's not like a school assignment. You're not going to be graded. It's just to learn to practice some of the tools. Keep that in mind. I don't want undue pressure on you. So I think that's it. Santi, could you close us in prayer?
Yeah, I'll pray in Nepali.
Yes, that's fine.
सर्वसम्म विराजमान हुनु मिश्र बुबा, तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद दिन्छौँ. आज दिनभरि तपाईँले हामीलाई सबै कुराबाट सुरक्षामा राख्नुभयो, सबै कुरामा सहायता गर्नुभयो, अगुवाई गर्नुभयो, त्यसलाई धन्यवाद दिँदछौँ प्रभु. अनि तपाईँका यतिजना जनहरू मिलिकन यो वचन कसरी सिक्ने, कसरी पढ्ने र कसरी आफ्नो जीवनमा लागू गर्ने र कसरी त्यो वचनको गहिराईमा जाने भन्ने कुराहरू सिक्न पायौँ, त्यसको लागि तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद दिँदछौँ. साँच्चै हामी यसलाई हाम्रो दिनदिनको जीवनमा लागू गर्दै अगाडि बढाउन हामीलाई बुद्धि ज्ञानहरू तपाईँले दिनुभएको होस्. तपाईँको सहायता, तपाईँको अगुवाई हामी माग्दछौँ एक एकजनालाई प्रभु. साँच्चै तपाईँले हामीलाई जुन तपाईँको उद्देश्यको निम्ति चुन्नु भएको छ, हाम्रो जीवनबाट दिनदिनै त्यो उद्देश्यहरू पुरा हुन सकेको होस्. साँच्चै तपाईँमा रमाउने, तपाईँको हात समाउँदै, तपाईँको ज्योतिमा हिँड्नलाई, तपाईँतिर आशा भरोसा आँखा लगाउनलाई तपाईँ प्रभुले हामीलाई सहायता गर्नुहोस्. प्रभु, हामीमा भएको घटी कमी र हामीमा भएको समस्या यदि तपाईँलाई मन नपर्ने कुराहरू छन् भने यसु प्रभु, तपाईँले त्यो कलवारी क्रुसमा बगाउनु भएको रगतले छोइकन धोइकन हामीलाई फेरि नयाँ बनाउनुहोस्, ताकि हामी अझ तपाईँमा नयाँ उमङ्ग, नयाँ आशा, नयाँ जोसका साथ अघि बढ्नलाई तपाईँले हामीलाई सहायता गर्नुहोस्. साँच्चै हामी जहाँ काम गर्छौँ, जहाँ हिँड्छौँ, जोसँग बोल्छौँ, उनीहरूको बिचमा एउटा तपाईँको गवाई, तपाईँको छोरीहरू, तपाईँको जनहरू भनेर चिनिनलाई तपाईँ प्रभुले नै हामीलाई सहायता गर्नुभएको होस् प्रभु. साँच्चै तपाईँ डाँडामा बसालिएको बत्ती जस्तै हामी चम्किनलाई तपाईँ प्रभुले हामीलाई सहायता गर्नुहोस्. हामीले गर्ने प्रत्येक कुराबाट तपाईँको महिमा अनि प्रशंसा भएको होस् प्रभु. अब हामी छुटेर जाँदैछौँ, हामीलाई सबै कुराहरूमा तपाईँले सुरक्षा अनि शान्तिमा राखिदिनु भएको होस् भन्दै छोटो बिन्ती अनि प्रार्थना चढाउँछु यीशु ख्रीष्टको नाम, आमेन.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank
So,
you, Jill. And you have great time together with your daughter and the children. So, म खोल्छु यो जुम चाहिँ हरेक हप्ता यो समयमा, अनि तपाईँहरू चाहिँ डिस्कस गर्नुहोस् यो सिकेको, किनभने मलाई त एकदम एक्साइटेड हुन्छ यस्तो कुरा सिक्दाखेरि, किनभने यो संसारमा प्रभुको बारेमा सिक्ने भन्दा खुसीको कुरा अर्को के हुन्छ र, होइन? त्यस्तो मनमा हाम्रो हुनै पर्छ. त्यही कारणले जहिले पनि यो बाइबल स्टडी, बाइबल अध्ययन चाहिँ अप्ठ्यारो गरौँ कि कसरी गरौँ भन्दा पनि मनमा उत्सुक, किनभने प्रभु चाहिँ खुसी हुनुहुन्छ नि त हामीसँग, होइन? वास्तवमा मान्छेको विचारमा यो संसार छोड्नुपर्छ नि एक दिन, तर प्रभुसँगको सम्बन्ध भनेको चाहिँ उहाँको प्रेम र हाम्रो उहाँप्रतिको प्रेम. त्यसरी यो बाइबल स्टडीलाई चाहिँ एकदमै त्यस्तो बनाउनु पर्छ. एनिवे, आई विल ओपन एभ्री टाइम सो दे विल डिस्कस. एन्ड आई एम गन डु द्याट सेम विथ द बोइज अल्सो, सो द इच पर्सन क्यान गेट फेमिलियर विथ वाट दे हेभ जस्ट लर्न.
Good.
If somebody didn't understand the first time, they can ask each other, and that's actually always a good thing to do. So as a
Amen.
kotijana ako chai no unirlai pani teo din chai sikaunu teo banega. Okay, thank you again.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for your time and for your attention, and may God bless you.